The U.S. president says that he is determined to push ahead with his trade policies despite strong criticism from partners. According to Bloomberg News, Donald Trump has told his aides that he'll enact tariffs on over $200 billion worth of Chinese goods as early as next week. Also, the U.S. president says he'll withdraw his country from the World Trade Organization, quote, if they don't shape up. The U.S. president has also railed a recent proposal by the European Union to eliminate car tariffs, saying that proposal is not good enough. Trump has ignited a global trade war by slapping steep tariffs on goods out of the European Union, Canada, Mexico, and China, prompting all of them to respond in kind. And now we're joined out of Leesburg by Mr. Mike Billington from the Asia Desk of the Executive Intelligence Review. Hello, Mr. Mike Billington. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. So Donald Trump, pushing the accelerator pedal with his tariffs on a lot of, very close trade partners of the U.S., good or bad for the U.S. economy, good or bad for Donald Trump administration?
Well, it's not what Trump's trying to do. I mean, there's been enough experience that people should see through the media hype about this trade war. Trump is using the tariffs to try to force an agreement. In fact, he even said this afternoon, he said, a couple days ago, he canceled the Pompeo trip to North Korea. But in doing so, he said that we shall wait until the trade disagreement with China is resolved, implying that would be quite soon. And then today he said, as for the U.S.-China trade dispute and other differences, they will be resolved in time by President Trump and China's great Xi Jinping. The relationship and bond remain very strong. This is the way Trump does these things. But the very successful agreement with Mexico that Trump achieved over this last week, along with AMLO, with Obrador, is a signal to the Chinese that this is something that can be resolved and has to be resolved, because of course Trump promised during his campaign that he was going to resolve this massive trade deficit with the Chinese, which was not all the Chinese fault. It was because U.S. industries moved to China to get cheap labor, importing most of their goods back to the United States. In fact, about 42% of Chinese exports to the U.S. come from U.S. companies. So Trump is putting pressure on the U.S. companies that fled the United States, leaving this country without employment and so forth, to come back to the United States. And at the same time, as he says over and over again, maintaining a close friendship with Xi Jinping, but that we have to resolve this problem both by China buying more goods, perhaps joint investments, but also getting some of these U.S. companies to move back to the United States. The whole globalization process was a disaster. It was orchestrated by the British in order to facilitate cheap labor and massive speculation, the speculation that led to the collapse in 2008 and is ready to collapse yet again. We have a bigger outstanding derivative bubble right now than we did in 2008. And this is going to explode. The only resolution, as LaRouche has repeatedly argued, is that Russia and China and the United States and India, but these four powers at least, along with others, have to come together to form a new Bretton Woods, a new resolution of the bankrupt Western financial system based upon policies of fixed exchange rates to stop the wild speculation and development along the lines of the new Silk Road launched by Xi Jinping, which, of course, Mr. and Mrs. LaRouche were instrumental in setting in motion. So we have a very big crisis in the world, no doubt, but it's one in which we have to defend the Trump against the coup attempt by the British intelligence and their allies in the United States. And we have to bring about a new Bretton Woods discussion between Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, Narendra Modi, and President Trump to resolve what otherwise is a threatening global financial breakdown and a possibility of a new global war. Trump is against this war. He wants to pull out of Syria, as he said over and over again. And he wants to resolve the Korea issue, as he said over and over again. This is why he's hated by the British, that he wants to stop the British division of the world into warring factions and bring about a sovereign nations alliance based on development. He's not doing it exactly the right way, but our organization and others are committed to taking him on his word that he wants this new resolution and to bring it about as rapidly as we can.
Thank you for joining us. Time has gotten the better of us. Mr. Mike Billington there from the Asia desk of the Executive Intelligence Review joining us out of Leesburg. Matt